Before Brown Boy Bad is the audio companion to the video series Brown Boy Bad, where we explore the lives of African-American men and how things aren't always how they appear, especially if you're basing your opinion on the size, complexion, or dress of the man. Today, Marius shares a childhood experience that led to an important conversation with his father regarding race. This experience, ingrained in his memory, helped him realize the importance of honest discussions about race.
I'm from a little small town, North Carolina. There's a community in North Carolina that is called Faith. Faith is treated like another little city, but it has no government, it has no mayor. It's really just a community. There was a sign in Faith that said, upon entering this community, nigga, if you've been here long enough to read this sign, you've been here too long. The day, as I recall, it was a weekday, nearing summer. School's almost out. Pretty day, sunny, not too warm, not too cold. Just a perfect play day for kids. It was a friend of mine, really good friend. He and I spent a lot of time playing together. Coincidentally, white kid. At the time we were in elementary school, I'm going to say third, fourth grade, something like that. All the times that he and I had these play dates back in those days, our fathers were never around. It was always the exchange with the moms. So I never met his dad. He'd never met mine. This particular day, the father came home as my mom was dropping me off. That day we played like any other time. The dad was pretty dismissive of me being there, and we just hung out. It was on the next play date that my father came, and they were preparing like we were almost going to church as opposed to a play day. Everybody was, you know, getting dressed. I remember having to put a suit on. It was the middle of the day. We all went over there together, me, my mom, and dad. His parents welcomed us in the house, and we all kind of post up on an island in the kitchen. He was in the kitchen also, my friend, and his parents. And the father began to explain to us that this would be our last time being able to spend time together as friends because they were moving. My friend and I, we were both pretty distraught. I remember looking at him, and he seemed to have two emotions going on. One, he looked confused. Two, he also looked hurt that we weren't going to be able to play any longer. I was just hurt that we weren't going to be able to play any longer.
I wouldn't learn until, you know, years later what that moment clearly meant.
My parents, you know, very quickly accepted it and kind of rushed us all out back in the car, and we went back home, and that was that for the day. Our friendship really dissipated after that moment. We were never coarse with one another. We just weren't friends anymore. It just stopped. No closure between the two of us at all. My parents and I talked about it in middle school. Evidently, the first day that my mom dropped me off, the parents had actually had a talk that they wanted us to come back some other time so that they could explain why we weren't going to be able to be friends. My parents not wanting me to be, I don't know, damaged or emotionally damaged by any of this, they were actually involved in orchestrating this statement that they were moving. All four parents came together and said that this is what we're going to tell our boys. The same kid that was about to move when we were in elementary school, third or fourth grade, you know, we end up graduating high school years later, and he never moved, not even from that house in the same town. They never left. That was my first experience where I knew that issue was about race, or at least about me being black and him being white. The father did not want his white son having a black friend. I found out the truth in middle school and still spent another, you know, 4 to 6 years with him by going through the rest of middle school and high school. But he and I never talked about it. So I wondered if he was left feeling a lot of the same things that I felt in that moment and after having the conversation. One, was he shocked and surprised? Two, did he really understand? Three, was he as bothered as I was? Because admittedly, I was bothered that my parents were engaged in this as opposed to, I don't know, maybe having a direct conversation with me about it.
Before Brown Boy Bad is produced by Sekou Rice and Thomas Reed for SimplyRise.com. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the video at www.brownboybad.com and tell a friend.